Whether it's 9 degrees or it's 30 degrees, anywhere in between, I'm sure New Elyria Catholic head coach Brian Fox would not mind coaching in it. And Coach Fox, kind enough to give us some of his time, he's on the hotline. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm living the dream. I'm excited to be on here with you.
Well, for those who haven't heard about your history, I know that you're coming to Elyria Catholic from Heidelberg, but that's not the only stop for you. Where have you been along the way, and where are you coming to Elyria Catholic from?
Well, it started pretty early for me. I was a safety and linebacker at Baldwin-Wallace my freshman year, and I started having neck and back issues, so that got me into coaching pretty early as a student assistant since I couldn't play. I coached there. I was at Brookside High School for my extra semester in college. Then I spent time in Illinois College, which is in central Illinois, a Division III school out there. I coached pretty much any position but the O-line while I was out there. I had a very brief stint on defense that didn't go so hot, so I went back to offense. After 5 years of, I ended up being the offensive skill coach, which was, you know, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. After 5 years of that, as well as strength and conditioning, I came out to Heidelberg to coach wide receivers and strength and conditioning. This past year, I was quarterback's coach, pass game coordinator. Had a great year and stumbled upon the Elyria Catholic job and couldn't be more excited to be taking that.
We'll get back to the Elyria Catholic opportunity, but I want to talk about some of the things that you learned along the way. You mentioned you coached just about every single position. How do you believe that kind of helps you as you prepare to be a head coach, getting a chance to kind of see how things operate in every single position?
Oh, it definitely helps. I mean, it helps from, you know, understanding. You know, it's funny because I'm you know, I have a lot of recent history with pass game, but, you know, originally I was hoping to be an offensive line coach. I spent 3 years with running backs. You know, that it's incredible what you can pick up and learn as far as pass protection and all that, because obviously keeping the quarterback and upright is probably about as important as a thing you can do on a football field. So it was incredible getting a little experience there, but even more importantly, defensively, just kind of understanding the approach to a defensive game plan, understanding, you know, the rules of defense, why everyone's doing what they're doing, and subtle hints to you know, what their technique could be given away.
Brian, it sounded like as you were talking there about your experience, obviously very experienced. You've got a lot of the college experience. What do you expect will be a little different at the high school level, or do you expect there to be any major changes there?
You know, at the high school level, you're dealing with some younger guys who are, you know, just beginning to mature physically. So a lot of what I'm kind of looking to adjust to and trying to get my bearings on is, you know, what all you can do offensively, because if you have a guy who may or may not be, you know, strong-armed enough, or, you know, you don't have certain positions or mature enough guys to do certain things, sometimes things in the past, maybe you can't do with these guys. So, a lot of what they can handle physically, and you know, dealing with most of these guys have to also play defense. So, knowing what they can handle mentally as far as preparation and what you can install, that's what I'm looking most to learn. You know, just make sure that, you know, I'm not throwing too much at them and finding out Friday. Yeah, that's probably a little much.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with New Elyria head coach Brian Fox here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And, you know, what was it about that Elyria Catholic head coaching opportunity that really stood out to you initially? I'm sure there are a lot of things that excite you about being the head coach with the Panthers. But, you know, when you were first officially offered the job, what was it that really excited you most about this new opportunity at Elyria Catholic?
Really just the program and the history, you know. One of the first things I learned when I was out in Illinois is if you expect to win, you have to be supported by the people above you. No matter how good of a coach you may be, if you're not getting support, you're not getting the things you need, you're always going to struggle. And just knowing the history of Elyria Catholic, the success they've had, and how much the higher-ups want to win and be successful, you know, that's the first thing you look for in a job. You don't want to take a job that you don't feel like you can be successful at. And this was definitely a place where you can go and, you know, having a goal of winning a state title is a very realistic thought. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what excited me most.
And as you, to go back to one of the questions that Matt had asked you, you know, you talk about, you know, how much of what you learned in the college game you'll be bringing to the high school level. I would imagine, too, though, you know, being in the college game as long as you have, and a lot of high school football players, they want to go on, they want to play at the next level. How much of the experience that you've picked up coaching at the college level could certainly help some of those young kids, knowing that you've been there and you know what college coaches are looking for? How much of that experience do you think could help in this transition?
I think it would definitely help a lot. You know, there's a lot of small things within a game like that you know you're looking for, especially in scouting. And especially for these kids, you know, you talk and recruit with these kids and you understand that a lot of people aren't really talking to them about what they should be doing and finding a home in college and understanding the whole process. So kind of educating them on what to look for and what the different divisions can offer. And even, you know, a lot of kids have no idea what they're looking at even when they're just looking at their financial aid. So I think a lot of what I know about the admissions process can really help these kids find a home that not only they can be successful at, but they can, you know, afford and manage their time long term.
Brian, I don't want you to give any secrets away. Maybe this answer doesn't have anything to do with football, but what do you hope to bring to Elyria Catholic in this Panthers football program?
Energy and excitement. You know, in talking about scheme, you know, you can be successful running anything. You know, veer teams have won state titles, spread teams have won state titles. You know, it really doesn't matter what you run as long as you know what you're doing. But one thing, no matter what position I've coached, no matter what I've done, I've always brought a lot of intensity, excitement, and positivity. You know, it's one of the things I've been saying throughout this process is these guys are going to have a lot of fun playing for me. I'm a very energetic guy, and I don't hide when I like something I see. So I think real quick, if they're not used to it, I could kind of blow some people away with just how loud and excited I can get at practice.
We're talking to New Elyria Catholic head coach Brian Fox here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Do you have a kind of system that you would like to run, or are you still kind of getting a feel for what you may like to run? As you mentioned, different kinds of systems have worked in one state titles at many different levels, but do you have a system that you would like to run initially?
Yeah. I've developed, not really developed, I've learned systems from other people and kind of meshed some various things that I've put together. I think the system that we run is very simple, and you know, there's complexity within the simplicity. You know, in my eyes, we may have a decent amount of pass plays, but I only really have to teach the quarterback three things. You know, it's kind of funny. I was sitting down with the quarterbacks this year, and I basically said, all you need to do is learn five words, and you'll understand every single play that we run. So, you know, I'd like to keep it extremely simple, but at the same time, you know, just because you know, we threw for something like 330 yards this past season doesn't mean I'm going to go to the high school level and do it, because if you don't have the dudes, you can't do it. So a lot of what we do is going to be molded throughout the spring and fall practices based on who we have and what we can be good at. So I have an idea of what I want to do, but obviously it's going to be very flexible.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how much of that is determined as you go through the fall practice and the spring practices and the two-a-days and you start to see these guys? How much of a coach's job actually involves getting the guys on the field and seeing it before you can really put your scheme in place?
Oh, it's, you know, part of it, you have to have a scheme that's very flexible, which I believe we have. I think a lot of times you can plug certain guys in, and I think it's going to be made to make people successful, to get the ball out quickly, to run the ball, and you know, the run schemes is what's going to really vary, because you know, moving guys is all about the guys that you have up front. So, you know, we can change things up, but the teaching is going to be very simple.
Now, how much time have you had to begin this transition? I know it's still pretty fresh. This all went down not even a week ago, right?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting it. In fact, at my first interview, I was told that there would be four interviews, and I got offered after the second one, so I wasn't even, you know, thinking that it was about to happen right now. So, but it's one of those things, like, you know, I tell all the recruits when I was going throughout the process, I really don't have a life. So, for you know, the things I enjoy are sitting back and watching film or reading books. So I'm not, you know, out wasting time on the weekend. So a lot of things that I've done to kind of occupy my time is kind of set a coaching philosophy, is to, you know, prepare a system. So while I haven't had a lot of time, this is something I've been looking forward to for a very long time. So I am I feel like I'm ahead of where I should be given the amount of time I've been working on it.
What's the expectation next year? You know, given all the things that you'd like to institute for the first year in the program, getting used to the kinds of kids that you'll be inheriting, what's the expectation for you as the head coach next year?
You know, it's, while I'd love to say state title, you know, a lot of that is, you know, you don't go out and win games because you decide one day you want to win games.
Mm-hmm.
So my expectation and my hope for what we do is we start developing the characteristics that lead to successful programs. You know, we instill discipline. You know, we have a lot of excitement and work and hard work going into it. But a lot of the small things, like we develop proper attitudes, you know, selfless behavior, instilling a lot of those characteristics, learning the system, that's going to really what leads to a successful program. Not so much deciding that we just want to kind of win games, you know.
Sure. No, that makes perfect sense. And, Coach, we can cut you loose on this along those same lines. In an ideal yet realistic world, how long do you think this would take for you to get it exactly where you want it to be?
You know, exactly where I want it. I think we can be successful right away in the film I've seen from these kids. I think we have a lot of talent. I've been kind of on the recruiting pages trying to watch as much film as I can. I think we have an opportunity to be successful right away. But in order to truly, you know, fully circulate a program, it takes a while to get it exactly to where you think the program should be. So, you know, in 4 years, when you fully circulate, you have your incoming freshmen. They've kind of gone all the way through. You've had your opportunity to get the new kids, the younger kids, through, you know, some sort of youth camp and you know, get guys to buy in the system. You know, it could take a few years to really get it to where it's a fully operating machine, but there's no doubt in my mind that I plan on us being successful next year.
Well, Coach, congratulations again on getting the job. We certainly look forward here at the station working with you coming next fall. And again, best of luck with the whole process, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
All righty. That is New Elyria Catholic head coach Brian Fox joining us, and certainly looking forward to seeing all the energy he brings to the Panthers this coming fall.